DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. The international dispute over former intelligence worker Edward Snowden has continued as Russian President Vladimir Putin confirmed Snowden was in the transit zone of a Moscow airport. As Russia does not have an extradition agreement with the US, Putin said that Snowden would not be handed over and was free to travel. He said that the sooner Snowden chose his final destination, the better for Russia and for Snowden. Ecuador is studying an asylum request. American criticism of China for allowing Snowden to leave Hong Kong for Moscow was rejected by the government in Beijing.
It really is strange that certain Americans are making these comments now. We advise them to take a look in the mirror first and to take care of their own business.
The United Nations Security Council has approved a peacekeeping force for Mali. To be known as MINUSMA, it will take charge of security in the West African country from the beginning of July. A force of more than 11,000 peacekeepers will be in place by December. Their aim is to make the country safe for elections in July of next year. The White House said on Tuesday that US President Barack Obama and his Afghan counterpart Hamid Karzai had reiterated their support for holding talks at the newly opened Taliban political office in Qatar. They also talked about plans for the handover of security to Afghan forces as US troops seek to exit by the end of 2014. Their video conference was held less than a day after an attack by Taliban militants near the presidential palace and CIA headquarters in Kabul. And President Obama has made a major speech on the environment, calling for curbs on carbon emissions. Speaking at Georgetown University in Washington, Obama set out his vision for combating climate change.
The challenge we must accept will not reward us with a clear moment of victory. There's no gathering army to defeat. There's no peace treaty to sign. When President Kennedy said we'd go to the moon within the decade, we knew we'd build a spaceship and we'd meet the goal. Our progress here will be measured differently, in crises averted, in a planet preserved. But can we imagine a more worthy goal?
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Voters in the mineral-rich nation of Mongolia have gone to the polls today. They're voting for a new president. Opinion polls indicate the incumbent, Saki Elbegdorj, will retain his post. The major campaign issue has been distribution of wealth from the mining boom. The president has little executive power, but does enjoy important powers of veto and appointment. The Emir of Qatar has handed over power to his son after 18 years in power. The British-educated 33-year-old Sheikh Tamim has become head of the richest country in the world, calculated per capita, with huge gas reserves. Qatar has become a major player in international financial and political affairs, including backing for the Syrian rebels. Deutsche Welle correspondent Rosie Garthwaite outlined what the future may hold with the new emir.
The widely held belief amongst advisers and politicians, people in the political world here, is that Qatar has perhaps stretched itself a little too far on the international relations and also financial investment front. So at this point, the idea is to really gather what they have already, work out which things they want to focus on, and then go forward. And necessarily that means that they are not going to be getting so invested on the foreign policy front, that there's been a lot of quick decisions made that perhaps they're not going to be making so quickly in the future.
European ministers have agreed to start talks with Serbia over its membership of the European Union. Serbia's neighbour Croatia joins the EU on July the 1st. Talks for an association agreement between the EU and Kosovo are also expected to begin. Both decisions are to be confirmed by EU leaders at a summit in Brussels later this week. EU leaders also agreed to reopen discussions on Turkey's lengthy bid for membership of the bloc, but they delayed the talks by at least 4 months as a response to Ankara's crackdown on protesters in recent weeks. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.